Hi, good evening, and welcome to Saturday night. This is Colleen from Recharge Your Life, checking in with you. Tonight I wanted to just come by and talk about the clinical side of my practice. The clinical side of my practice has been around for the longest. I've been counseling people since 1999. And I work with many people with depression, anxiety, relationship issues, self-confidence issues, codependency, substance abuse, co-occurring disorders. And, you know, sometimes I think about the things that I enjoy most about what it is I do with people clinically. And you know, I guess the best story I have is that, so once upon a time I worked in an outpatient clinic and I assumed the caseload of somebody who was leaving. And, I was looking through the files of the people that I was taking on and, you know, I was pretty amazed that some of the people had been with her for a really long time. And when I met the people, they seemed to have been kind of stuck, kind of like in the same place that they had been in, maybe for years. And to be honest with you, that made me really sad, because when I think of therapy, I think of, you know, coming to a place to create change, right? Coming to a place to develop coping skills or implement interventions to see a reduction in symptomology, to enhance quality of life, right? And so when I see someone stuck in the same patterns of behavior, practicing the same things, finding the same results, not having any growth, still being stuck in sadness and anxiety in a heightened state, I just feel sad. And, you know, I find myself, you know, really working hard with them to create change, right? To teach them some cognitive therapy techniques that they can use as ways to decrease the intensity of their emotions. And, you know, just time and time again, I see people finding change and being like, I don't know this version of me, you know, like I didn't think that I could do that, or, you know, like I let go of that, you know, mindset, and I had acceptance of what things are, and I'm in this place now where things are just happening and I'm happy, you know, or I finally started believing in myself, and you know, I applied for the job and I got it, and I'm making $20,000 more than I did before. And, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, the moment in which somebody turns the corner and starts to see life from a different lens, feel lighter, and see a reduction in their symptoms, and feel empowered to stand up for themselves, to have a voice, to treat themselves kindly, to treat themselves with respect, to follow their dreams and not be weighed down with the intensity of any symptomology, right? I mean, I always try to refer to the movie Beautiful Mind because I think it's such a great representation of what is mental health, right? I mean, that man, it's a true story for those of you that haven't seen the movie, and I, again, highly recommend it. But, you know, I just think it's a great representation of the fact that, you know, people who have mental health may experience mental health for always, right? You can't necessarily take it out of the person, right? But you can arm them and equip them with coping skills so that they can live a fuller life. And not to ruin the movie for anybody, but I think it's a great representation of it, because in the end of the movie, there he stands in front of his classroom talking to a student. And this man experienced visual hallucinations throughout his life, had pretty intensive treatments, and just you know, the gamut of things. But he stands in front of the classroom door talking to a student, and he sees a visual image standing behind the person, and he says to the student, "Hey, do you see that?" And she says, no, I don't." And he said, "Okay, what can I do for you today?" Like, he did reality therapy, he did a reality check, he checked in with the student, "Do you see that?" "No, I don't." "Okay, that's not real, that's a visual image hallucination that I'm seeing. No one else sees it, it's just me. I'm not giving it any weight, I'm not giving it any attention, I'm not giving it any power. What do you need? How can I help you?" It's beautiful. I mean, it's...